As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Yeah, be a part of it. Anyway, welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 21st. What a beautiful moon it was last night. I don't know if you caught that or not. Anyway, big moon there, the solar maximum or whatever the god hell it was. Big moon, shiny. Anyway, this is our Monday, Moon Day, March the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least news. Hard facts, we can talk about that. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhosts@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhosts@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo., Midtown America, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and Tonawanda, New York, I should say, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. It's out there. It's out there. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains again throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it. Precious metals spike upward. The UN Libya war, Japan nuclear fizzle, oil hysteria. We can get our browsers to operate for us today. We'll be able to discuss all of those news articles. Nothing satisfies like war, of course. The equities rebound, insurers profit, construction frenzy beginning in Japan. Broadcast, we'll take a look at venue, a cursory look at an very important legal principle, due process of law. If we have time, we'll go there as well. And so much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold this morning trading up $13.30 at $1,433 even. Wow, oh wow. Yep, that's right. Up $13.30 at $14.33. Silver up 73 cents at $36.01. Platinum up $18 at $1,739. Palladium up $7 at $736 an ounce. Green all the way across the board this morning, except the Swiss franc. Everything else up. All right. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,424.50 for a low, and $1,436.10 for a high. At $1,433 even, your gold is up $307.30 year to year for a 27.29% return on your wise investment in that beautiful precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the LBMA price fixer, set the price at $1,427.75, and it promptly went up.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moon Day, March the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Lots of stuff going on this morning. Let's go back into this market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $13.30 at $1,433 an ounce. Silver up 73 cents at $36.01 an ounce. Platinum up 18 bucks at $1,739. And palladium up 7 at $736. Boy, the metals market, I guess, loves war. Anyway, lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,424.50 for a low, $1,436.10 for a high, and at $1,433, even your gold is up year to year, $307.30 for a 27.29% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, again, $1,427.75. You can find out about that by going to lbma.org. I think it is. lbma.org. Find out all about the London Gold Fix, the price fixers, okay? The SPDR gold shares this morning, they claim to be holding 1,226.40 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest, valued at $56 billion. Wow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 24 at 11,859. The NASDAQ closed up 8 at 2644. And the S&P 500 closed up 5 at 1,279. The crude oil this morning up $1.92 a barrel at $102. Yeah, it's starting to look like thousands. $102.99 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, the Cushing hub, as they say. The U.S. dollar index this morning, apparently flat. I don't believe so, but at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago, it was at 75.56. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. All across the board, everything is up, as I mentioned earlier, except the Swiss franc. The Swiss franc this morning is off 32 basis points at $1.06 against the U.S. The Canadian loonie up 84 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso rooted its nose in the ground. It's stuck at 8 cents U.S., been that way for a long time, but it moves up 45 basis points as well. The euro up 4 basis points at $1.42, and the British pound up 15 at $1.62 against the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year, these are the treasuries now, the U.S. treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year is 0.62%. The yield on the 10-year is 3.31, and the 30-year at 4.43. This morning, the mortgage market continues its downward trend in the fixed-rate mortgages. The 15-year fixed rate moves down from 4.25% to 3.99%, now again below 4%, after having scratched on the doorstep of 5% just a few weeks ago. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.37% a month ago to 4.25%. The prime rate, of course, is locked in at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, 39.80 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. Well, usually we go into the news section at this time, but I'm still waiting for my browser to recover from a crash just before airtime. Seems to be a recurring phenomena. Exactly the moment I go on air, bingo, bango, down goes the computer. Well, interesting, so we're going to go right into Venue, and we'll talk about that first, and then after the recovery of my computer, we'll go into something else along the news line. But Venue is an interesting topic, at least it is to me, and it is in law. It's gotten more discussion lately. Of course, Alfred Addis talks about Venue a lot, so do some of the other legal scholars out there. We're just going to go through some of the bare-bone basics and get an idea for what's going down. We've talked about this state and the state before. This is something that I'm picking up and following the thread from Alfred Addis. You can find his work at, I think it's addis.blogspot.com. Really interesting guy. I've been listening to his broadcasts off and on for years and years. But anyway, Venue, what is it all about? Formerly spelled Visne, V-I-S-N-E. This is out of the Black's Law Dictionary, the revised fourth edition. Venue, formerly spelled Visne, or V-I-S-N-E, in pleading and practice. So when you go and plead, you know, when you pray to the courts, you get down and you plead. Oh, please. No, please. Don't kill me, bossman. Well, in pleading and practice, venue. A neighborhood. The neighborhood, place, or county in which an injury is declared to have been done or fact declared to have happened. So right off the bat, we're talking about terra firma, aren't we? We're talking about something physical, something on the ground, all right? But that's not necessarily the way things are in the bigger scheme of things, in the broader scheme of things. There seems to be some interesting twist of fate in law these days where we have the difference between the fiction and the fact. We have something between that, like they say, what is it, persona ficta, the fictitious or the legal person, and the real place. And so you need to understand where to start your venue. It's one of the very first things which we're going to find out that you need to establish straight up. And of course, I'm not a lawyer. I guess I'm an amateur jurisprudent, a historian, a reader. I read a lot in law, but I don't know much about it, technically. Never been in a courtroom. Hope to goodness I never, well, I can't say I never have been. I won a successful small claims action, but that's just because I was good at it. Anyway, certainly nothing from training. Okay, so back into this. A neighborhood. Interesting, isn't it? In the hood. Let's get into the hood. That's your venue. All right. The jury is declared the neighborhood place, or a county in which an injury is declared to have been done. First of all, it has to be an injury. But that's where it's declared to have been done. So if you're declaring it in the flesh and blood world, that's one thing. That's the state of Missouri, as opposed to this state, which could be the fictitious entity of your state. So you need to know where you're going to plead. Are you going to come in and plead the venue in the flesh and blood man, or are you going to come in and plead inside of this other entity? That's important, and we'll find out more about it as we go along here. Just keep that in mind. But, or fact declared to have happened, continuing, dropping down a little bit, and then they give us a whole bunch of cases. I'm not going to give that to you. I've heard these, you know, legal cases mentioned so many times on air, and I've never been able to get the whole citations written down. I don't imagine you will at this time of the day either. Just enjoy your coffee and sit and listen. Also, the county or a geographical division. Now, that's an interesting twist. Also, see, in the first place, it says a neighborhood, a place, or a county in which an injury is declared to have been done, and then also the county, parenthetically, or geographical division. We think of our local voting precinct as the smallest political subdivision in the state. It's a place where people get together to vote, but they receive certain, you know, assistance there because they're going to conduct federal elections in there at that voting poll. It's kind of the smallest, it's the fundamental building block of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, but it's the very smallest unit. The county is next up from that. So we'll come back and pick it up right there. Stay with us.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
All right, so we're back once again taking a look at Venue this morning straight off the bat rather than the news, which is still trying to load on my crummy little computer. This poor little computer has been so hacked. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's go back into it. Also, the county or the geographical division. So we're talking just a little bit about the local voting precinct. Then you've got your municipalities. You miss the municipal courts. Then you've got your counties. All right, but this is all out of the Black's Fourth. We're talking about Venue, trying to come to some understanding of it. Then we're going to go to the encyclopedia and get some more secondary source material under our belt. But again, also the county, and then parenthetically, or a geographical division. All right, the state of Missouri, the state of Missouri, is subdivided into 114 of these geographical divisions or subdivisions known as counties. All right. And that if you're taking it from the standpoint of you're just going to say a geographical division, you're still dealing with terra firma. Every one of the geographical subdivisions in your state has an exterior boundary that can be surveyed in with all of the boundary corners set by a land surveyor. Someone that's skilled in the craft, so to speak. But they can begin at a point of beginning, and then they go north, and then they go east, and they go south, and they go west, back to the point of beginning, and they can actually run a line of stakes all the way around the outside of it. It's terra firma. It's something you're standing on, and it's something that is placed, if you will, on the face of the earth geographically. It's something that if you are up in space with the GIS, GPS, global governance system, that you can actually communicate with satellite technology and get three-dimensional coordinate geometry locations on all of these various points. So you can set them the old-school way, which is the best way, with a transit, or you can go in and do it with a GPS survey. All right. So this, again, back into it. We're talking about terra firma here now in the context of Venue. So continuing, again, it says, in which an action or a prosecution is brought for trial. So formerly, we talked about a neighborhood or the place or the county in which an injury is declared to have been done. Now, that was the thing that got done. But the action is different. And that's the prosecution. This is where you're trying to get remedy. And that you bring also inside the county or this geographical division in which the action or the prosecution is brought for trial. And which is to furnish the panel of jurors. Again, we're talking about flesh and blood. There's these 12 guys in the box. We're talking about here's the Oz, here's the raised place, and there's the guy up there in the black robe. So far, so good. Everybody human, flesh and blood. We haven't transitioned over to this fiction of this state. We're still in the state. Continuing. And then it relates to a bunch of cases. It relates only to the place where or territory within which either party may require the case to be tried. Now, that's territory is a bit troubling. There's a lot to study on that. I grew up, I guess, in the territory of Alaska. Then it became a state. Or did it in 59? Anyway, the territory. A place or a territory. Is everything a territory these days, or do we actually have the several states? It has relation to convenience of the litigants and may be waived or laid by consent of the party. So initially, Venue is intended to be convenient to the litigants, the peoples. And again, it has to do with the neighborhood, the place, or the county in which an injury is declared to have been done. And if you're up in, feel like you're Francis Schaefer Cox, and you're up in Fairbanks, Alaska, and you're coming under pressure from the Federales for having, you know, the audacity to have raised your head and spit in the eye of the beast, and Ralph Weisslein, a man I actually know, the judge in this case, is he going to bring this all together? This was all done in Fairbanks, the geographical area. But is this going to be is this action going to be handled in the state of Alaska, or is it going to be handled in this state, this legal fiction? Just questions for your consideration. but it's supposed to be convenient. Why? Well, because if you happen to be in Fairbanks, you might be one of any of the thousands or so members of this Liberty Bell group that was started by Francis Schaeffer. We talked about that when it came down months ago, remember? Or you could take it into, you know, the other situation where we've got, let's see, what is his name? Committees of Safety, not Vieira, but the other guy, Walter Reddy. Now, he's coming under fire, all right? He was styling things as committees of safety and trying to work with the state. Well, you never get into bed with the beast. You know, if you get into bed with the beast is going to rape you, kill you before the morning. That was their mistake. That's why I stayed far away from them. But anywho, continuing, it has relation to the convenience of the litigants. It also has to do with this idea of a trial by a jury of your peers. If you take the case against Francis Schaeffer, let's say you pull it out of the Fairbanks area, the venue, and rush it down to, and stick it into, let's say, Anchorage, Alaska, or take it all the way to Ketchikan or Juneau, state capital, and hold the trials down there, and you bring together and panel a jury and get your jury pool going. These are no longer the peers of Francis Schaeffer. These are people that have not necessarily maybe seen anything about them in the news or anything about them that they've heard on the street or in the Malamute Saloon or any place else. Jury of the peers, right? So you lose that, and that's not a good thing. So there's much to it. Venue, now here's kind of a parenthetical inset. Venue, as a matter of procedure, does not arise until an action is started. It is the first action, I believe. Again, I don't have the procedure down pat here. But venue, as a matter of procedure, does not arise until an action is started. And then it gives some case law for that. Venue does not refer to jurisdiction at all. Jurisdiction is of the court, means the inherent power to decide a case, whereas venue designates the particular county or city in which a court with jurisdiction may hear and determine the case. And so there was certainly some mental confusion in my mind between the difference between venue and jurisdiction, but we're getting there a little bit by little bit. Going through it. In the common law practice, that part of the declaration in an action, whenever you hear that word in an action, that's a court, a lawsuit, an action in law, that part of the declaration in an action which designates the county in which the action is to be tried. So it's right up at the top of the documents there. Now, local venue. In pleading, a venue which must be laid in a particular county when the action could have arisen only in a particular county, it is local, and the venue must be laid in that county. So we can think of that from the standpoint of the idea of becoming vocal local and starting right in your local voting precinct and the various and sundry voting precincts in your, that make up your county and bringing your action to bear right there. Right? It is local, and the venue must be laid in that county. Precious little that you're going to be able to do, let's say from the state level or from the federal level, to have a meaningful impact in your venue, in the county in which you dwell, you domicile, or reside. Venue facts. Facts to be established at a hearing on a plea of privilege, and then it goes on, talks about things. Venue jurisdiction, the power of the particular court to function. And there's more. So there's some cases that we look at. We won't today. Instead, that's right out of the legal dictionary, and I was told by an attorney, a member of the bar, that as far as the definition of terms is concerned, the Black's Law Dictionary is just about up at the top of the pile. You know, if you don't have access to Westlaw, you just ain't cooking, honey. And it's their dictionary. And so we always start with the dictionary and get an idea of the terms. And then we can go from the dictionaries to the other secondary sources. In this case, the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, where we'll take up an article on venue. Be right back.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into our discussion on venue just a little bit further here. You're still having a little bit of challenge with the computer not wanting to participate in the morning's broadcast again. I need to dump in some money, folks. I'm going to have to go out and buy a different kind of a monitor and get it up here so that I can use my more high-speed equipment than this. This is not going to cut it. Anyway, too much work spent reading all these articles and setting them up just to have them sit there and in a locked-up, frozen frame. Yeah, that's right. We're sorry for the inconvenience. That's Microsoft products. Anyway, back to the discussion. Venue means the place of a trial. All right, so we're going to take it a little bit differently. Moving out now from the dictionary into the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences. Venue means the place of the trial and must be distinguished from jurisdiction. All right, so we got that hint from the definitions out of the dictionary, which refers to the capacity of a court to make an enforceable judgment. The capacity of the court. So it's different. One's the place, the other's the capacity of the court. Objections to the hearing of a litigation on the ground that it has not been started in the proper place territorially can be pleaded only before any other defense. So you've got to have this venue thing cleared up and established immediately. It's got to be at the top of the list. All right? I don't know that to be an absolute. I just have listened to lots of different broadcasts and have read a bit on it, and I think that's the case, all right? So I'll say it again. Objections to the hearing of a litigation on the ground that it has not been started in the proper place territorially can be pleaded only before any other defense. And so if the legal system wants to crowd you into this artificial entity of this state, as opposed to the state, all right, you might want to be aware of that. And you want to plead that jurisdiction. You want to get your venue. You want to get that venue established initially that you want to be in court here, an evidentiary hearing, if at all possible. That would certainly be the place, I think. I don't know. Jurisdictionary might have something different to say. But you want to make sure that you get yourself in a flesh and blood place, unless you intentionally want to go out into the mystery land, the Wizard of Oz, and get involved with this state, this legal fiction. Continuing, it says, can be pleaded only before any other defense, whereas attacks based on the lack of jurisdiction are in order whenever the effectiveness of the judgment is asserted and may be urged by any party or by the court. So you got an A and B, and apples and oranges, and you don't want to make them, you know, you don't want to confuse them. You can only do venue in the beginning. Jurisdiction can come up at any place, apparently, throughout the course of the trial. The selection of a particular judicial district within a territory is regulated almost universally by statute. Now, this set of encyclopedia was not written for a limited audience. As I've shared with you before, this is really considered the Der Führer's professors, the Hochschule für Politik. And when they say it's regulated almost universally by statute, it gives us the heads up that the idea of codes and statutes can be found most places, not just in the U.S. of A. and not just in your state. Again, the selection of a particular judicial district within a territory. When we talk about the state, states' rights. But do we understand the difference between states and territories? And are they the same or are they not? And if they are different, what is the difference? If they're the same, what are the similarities? We'll continue along a little bit further here. As between separate states or territories, the choice is usually made by the courts according to principles which they lay down. So there would be some rules of court involved here. In the United States, now you see we're coming down, localizing a bit, both statute and judge-made law. What is judge-made law? We've talked about that before. They call it common law today. But is it really? Or is that just a modern post-Harvard law school inflection? Again, both statute and judge-made law. This is precedent, a precedent, or as some say, stare decisis. Judge-made law. Reflect the influence of early common law or origins. And that it does. It is influenced by that. You can go back and look at Blackstone's commentaries and Coke on Littleton and other places and find all that. In the common law, all actions were originally triable only by a jury gathered from the vicinity where the happenings and controversy were supposed to have occurred. All right, now we're back into that neighborhood again. Mr. Rogers, let's put on our tennis shoes and our sweaters and go out into the neighborhood. Let's go out into the hood, blood. When the juror's function became separate from that of the witness, however, interesting phrase. Again, this set of encyclopedia was written back in 1927. When the juror's function became separate from that of the witness. A jury of your peers, maybe some of these people were in the tavern when the fight broke out. Okay. Maybe some of these people knew the horse that was stolen, or knew the ass that was taken, or knew the ox that was gored, or knew the house that was seized, etc. And they would be the ones that you would want to be witness in the jury box. But today they go to the greatest of lengths to find the people that are most ignorant of the issue. Don't they? You ever been on the jury wheel and have been interviewed to sit on a court? Have you read anything about it in the newspaper? Have you seen anything about it on the TV? If you know anything at all about law, if you know anything about the Constitution, you're not qualified. They'll do everything they can do to bump you out. They want obedient sheeple. They don't want people knowledgeable. When the juror's function became separate from that of the witness. However, the need for trying every action in its immediate locale disappear. Gradually, by the use of legal fictions, there arose in civil cases a broad distinction between local and transitory actions for purposes of place of trial. A broad distinction between local and transitory actions. Real or local actions consist of those related to real property titles and must be tried where the property is located. If you're involved in one of these foreclosure deals, don't allow yourself to be drug up to Washington State. If Washington Mutual, WAMU, had the mortgage on the place, you live in Florida, you want it tried there. In that venue, that's where the property, physical property, was located. You could go to Washington if you're in this state, because that's where perhaps the paper was located. But we're not into the paper world, we're into the flesh and blood man world here. All right? Real or local actions consist of those related to real property titles and must be tried where the property is located. You hear about it all the time in the news, where some axe murderer or something like that, or some serial rapist, or you've got 17 or 18, you know, men raping a young girl in a trailer someplace, and then they want to hold the trial in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or get them out of any place, someplace where no one would know these heinous beasts. All right. Continuing. It says, although in some states of the United States, it may be supplemented or superseded by the place where the defendant is served with summons or even where the plaintiff lives, a solution which gives predominant consideration to the latter's convenience. So the purpose of a trial is not to inconvenience people, to make it impossible to show up and to sit there and to listen. But when they change the venue, you've heard of that. Somebody petitioned for a change of venue, and they take something out of southwest Missouri, let's say, and instead they're going to decide, well, we'll have it the trial up in Kansas City. Well, then none of the locals can go up and follow along and so on, and all of the litigants, everybody has to go through all of this great gyration and expense and inconvenience to attend. And I wonder sometimes whether that's done itself on purpose. Continuing, it says, in various jurisdictions, it is provided that an action on a contract may be brought at the place of its making or performance, and that a tort action may be brought at the place where the tort occurred. And that becomes more important when it gets down to things like, in commerce, for instance. We could think about it from the standpoint of international commerce. Where was the contract entered into? In Tokyo? Was it entered into in Seattle? San Francisco? So we're going to follow this contract around. Where, again, it says, in various jurisdictions, it is provided that an action on contract may be brought at the place of its making or performance. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so winding our way a little deeper into this concept of venue and law, just something to think about, you know, something to think about. There's tons of news out there. I had a whole browser full of material, and I think that was probably the reason why Mother Laptop said, hey, I'm out of here, right at airtime again, as it did last week. Well, anyway, we'll get a new monitor and then be able to deal with that. It's being booted up again. We'll see if we can get it to come to life. But anyway, if not, we'll just continue with what we've got because I've got plenty here. The above outline, including the distinction between local and transitory action, is descriptive not only of the United States but of many European and South American states. And again, this was written back in the 20s. Would imagine that we could almost make this globally as we go further and further into the uniform international law and private international law. Each judicial structure reflects in its rules of venue the composite effect of such factors as the convenience of the litigants and the witnesses, special competences of judges and juries in local matters, and even as, for example, where suits against insurers are specifically permitted at the plaintiff's residence. Specific social policies, which take account of inequalities, fostering or discouraging certain litigations. Now, one of the articles out of the many that I wanted to discuss this morning, what's going on in Switzerland in regards to Japan, right? Now, as I mentioned in the opening, you know, it's kind of like a nuclear fizzle. It's become pretty much a ho-hum issue, as I anticipated that it actually would. But what's really happening now is the frenzy that's going on in Japan in the wake of the devastation caused by the earthquake and the tsunami. All right? And so what we've got going on is a great brouhaha between the insurers and the reinsurers. And interesting verbiage, you can find it up on Bloomberg this morning, interesting verbiage where they talk about things that are excluded in these various insurance policies. They're not going to cover anything that actually would happen by, you know, damage by water under a tsunami policy. You would think that, well, my goodness, it would be a water issue, wouldn't it? you know, nothing was really caused by an earthquake as far as structural insurance is concerned. Of course, you'd think that would be, that would certainly be an issue. And then they're talking about how much money they've got in reserves and so on and so forth, and that overall they're going to be able to weather this Japanese disaster from an insurance standpoint in stride, and that actually investment potentials there is going to go up. So there's money that's going to be made in the insurance business. And we talked about that on Friday. Additionally, there's also a contractor or a construction company scramble going into Japan, just as we mentioned on Friday. Right? The idea is that if you want to make, you know, money in this world, you need first to find a need, and then you need to fill that need. All right? And so we've got a lot of people going. Now, there are construction companies, no doubt, that are mobilizing and heading to the Orient as rapidly as they can get themselves organized to do so. There's going to be a tremendous flurry in the architects and the engineers and the land surveyors. There's going to be a tremendous flurry in the recycling business. Can you imagine all the automobiles that are out there that have had maybe 6 or 8 hours of exposure to salt water? You've seen them all in the photographs and the videos bobbing along with their doors locked. You know, you ever slammed the door on a new Nissan or a, you know, Mercedes-Benz? It's like you've just closed an airlock, for God's sakes. All right? And so these automobiles were bobbing along, floating, you know, high up. Little SUV caravans and things like that bobbing along. They may have had very little water inside at all. Who knows how much could be salvaged out of those? You give them a real good hose down. Who knows what the salvage value will be, but every single one of them will be totaled by insurance companies. All right? So you may have lot after lot after lot after lot of automobiles that have been floated or smacked up or something like that. Engines, transmissions, wheels, braking systems, all manner and sundry of things, interior components, dashboard equipment, all of that sort of electronic gear, all of that stuff which may be perfectly fine on the resale market and may be turning up in junkyards near you. Anyway, there is that aspect of it. Then there were the airplanes, then there was all of the boats and those vessels. There's going to be a lot of people making money as they recover from this disaster. Lots of them. And so that was in the news. Warren Buffett was in the news today. He's looking at Japan as a, just like I did on Friday, as an opportunity. All right? He's not dumping his money out of the Japanese market. He's over there. He's got his elephant gun reloaded. He's got billions. He can write checks up to $40 billion. You know, he's ready to go. He's over there in South Korea, too, looking for stuff to buy. It's like a raging lion seeking whom he can devour, kind of going around the planet. So all of these things come together in my mind, when we're talking about venue, because we're looking at these local actions. Let's continue. To correct the occasionally too rough approximations of justice in the balancing of various considerations, there is the device of change of venue. So let's say that you're in a situation and you have, let's say, one side of a legal action coming in with their pleadings, and they're pleading in one venue, and then maybe you would need to do a change of venue to get your feet back on the land again and come out of this state and back into the state. But it would need to be done up front, wouldn't it? The device of change of venue. There might be some advantages there, some things that you could gain by or profit by if you understand it. In England, centralization of administration makes it possible for each case to be assigned by the High Court of Justice as it sees fit. And the earlier common law rules are best suggestive guides. And we could say the same thing now in America. All of what at one time was known as the common law here may now, by the high courts, be considered at best suggestive guides. Greater difficulty and diversity obtain in the determination in certain cases whether there is any proper venue at all. Wow. Imagine arguing on that level. Within the territorial jurisdiction or the system or courts invoked, a matter still decided by the judges without aid of statute. Again, it's the little G God men in the black robe on the high box. Just food for thought this morning. In all jurisdictions, it is held that there is no proper venue in a local action when the subjects which give it local character is outside of the territory. Most American courts will entertain a transitory action even if the defendant is a non-resident. Heard about residents and non-residents and non-resident aliens, illegal aliens, undocumented workers, but a non-resident alien. Are you a non-resident alien where you dwell, where you domicile, where your house is located, where you lie your head down at night? Are you a non-resident? What is a resident? And when you claim that this is your residence, you know what you're claiming. And the cause of action is of foreign origin. Again, this is crossing this barrier between the state and this state. The flesh and blood territory, the terra firma, the soil in between your fingers and between your toes, and this legal fictional state. Again, continuing, a non-resident. An increasing number of courts, however, will refuse the suit where the plaintiff is also a non-resident and the cause of action is of foreign origin, a rule which prevails in England, Germany, and France, unless in the last named country the plaintiff, although a non-resident, is a French national. So as we play around in law and an understanding of law and the uniform laws and international law and private international law, you start to see that the word game is complex. It's three-dimensional chess. And that when you cross state boundaries and national boundaries, the rules of the game are modified. Sometimes venue might better be placed elsewhere. A change of venue might be an advantage to you. And a change of venue, like in the corollary, could be a great disadvantage to you. In modern times, when the areas of travel and business have been extended so widely, think about the Macondo Gently Weeps, where the Deepwater Horizon, their company used to be located, what was it, in the Caribbean? And they moved it to Switzerland for the headquarters. That would change venue in their actions.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday Moon Day, March the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, so it'll be William Roberts in the second half of this morning's broadcast as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local in the first hour, barring the news and other things that were on the schedule for the morning, dealing with a rather reluctant computer. Went into the discussion of venue, which was on my mind for today anyway, an article that I'd read out of the encyclopedia over the weekend, trying to familiarize myself with more of this concept of venue and due process of law, jurisdiction, three pretty important places to start our inquiry and continue our long and ongoing random discussions of law and all things legal. Back into this discussion where we left off, again, continuing, it says, and I'm just going to try and find it because it's a massive sentence here. In modern times, again, when the areas of travel and business have been extended so widely, so indiscriminate reception of transitory actions, no matter how distant the seat of the evidence or the resources of the defendant, may result in unreasonable inconveniences and unjust judgments. So they just follow the law. It's lockstep. Katie bar the, the door to hell, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Courts should develop the doctrine that there is an ambit within which they are free to refuse to entertain a suit. So when a judge, sees something coming down the pike, when the court accepts it, give it a docket number and all of that, and they look it over, they should, have the ability to just say, hey, wait a minute. This is going to cause such a burden on so many people. We're just going to say, no, take this someplace else. Better find a better venue. When a suit is brought in the wrong local unit within a territory, statutes often provide that it may be transferred to the proper unit without compelling the plaintiff to begin anew and to serve as the defendant again. Which he may not be able to do. So there's certain relief involved in this. If you listen to Ralph Winterode and his broadcast, as I do, he claims that because of his study, it's all there. The law says this, and he believes it. Right? If you just know how to use it and apply it properly, the things ought to go one way or the other for you. But if they said it and they put it in statutes, if it's in the regulations, then that's it. There's no reason to argue about it. Get in there and do the best you can with it. But where the suit is brought in the wrong state. Now, the wrong state. Again, if we actually have such a thing as an artificial or fictitious state, this state, and the state, the flesh and blood man, the dirt on the ground and all of that, and you bring the suit in the wrong state, no interstate understandings provide for its transfer. Once you get started in the wrong venue, you could be just about have done yourself in. A court might refuse to dismiss the suit unless the defendant agreed to accept service in the proper jurisdiction. But very few courts have worked out such a procedure. And I don't know whether they have today or whether they haven't today. I'm just an amateur historian and a reader here. The injustice, which is likely to result from this inflexibility, may find illustration in actions for trespass to real property. These are personal actions, and service must be had on the defendant, but most American courts, following the older common law, hold that for venue purposes they are local, being intimately related to the real property titles. We'll pick that up right after.
Thank you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So continuing along a little bit further here in our study as we come back from our top of the hour breaks and all of our AM and FM affiliates rejoin us right here. We've got a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying us this morning. Appreciate that. Plus over the internet and all the various shoutcast things that are out there. Really do appreciate that. Get the word out to as many different people as we can. Bring in more voices. Again, looking at this idea of venue in law, rather important. The first thing that needs to be established when you go in pleading on your hands and knees before the court. And again, the injustice is the injustice which is likely to result from this inflexibility may find illustration in actions for trespass to real property. Real property, trespass. Interesting. There are personal actions and service must be had on the defendant. But most American courts, again, following the older common law, hold that for venue purposes, they are local, being intimately related to real property titles. Take a look at all of this consternation about MERS, you know, the electronic recording systems. All of this stuff, the nonsense is going on with Bank of America and all of the various other lenders that are up to their eyeballs in bad mortgages. Getting a hold and wrapping our minds around this concept of venue may help a little bit. in that they are local, being intimately related to real property titles. You start busting up the chain of title, and you've got a real problem on your hands. Thus, unless the defendant can be found and served within the territory where the land is located. Troubling thing here, territory and state and county. A lot more needed there. Where the land is located, the plaintiff is without remedy. I'll say it again. Following the older common law, hold that for venue purposes they are local and being intimately related to the real property titles, that unless the defendant can be found and served within the territory where the land is located, the plaintiff is without remedy. So if the land is located in the Wizard of Oz country in this state, a legal fiction, and somebody else is in the real state, the flesh and blood man in the dirt, there may be no remedy available. Expressly or by implication, 42 of the state constitutions in the United States guarantee a criminal defendant trial in the county where the crime has been committed. And the courts have supported this common law doctrine. Of course, we know that's largely been changed. This practice is a survival from a time when the jury gave its verdict of its own knowledge. Again, you see how this idea of the jury and the jury selection and the obfuscation of the original meaning of a jury becomes so important. The jury was the witnesses, a trial by your peer, a jury of your peers. Witnesses, people who could testify, this man, I know him, he's a farmer Joe, he's right up the way. There's no way in heaven he would have ever done such a thing. I'm going to say he's innocent because I don't see enough evidence here to put this guy in trouble. No way. I know this guy. My sons and daughters went to school with his sons and daughters and blah, blah, blah. But now, I guess, if you even know the individual, you're thrown off the jury. You can't be there. Lots have changed. This practice, again, is a survival from a time when the jury gave its verdict of its own knowledge. And even now, the evidence is available most easily and cheaply at the place where the offense has been committed. You'll get your right to a speedy trial right in your hometown, right where the crime or the action or the complaint or the injury occurred. Not drag it off to another place in the state, not have some expensive out-of-area, travel expenses for everybody, including your lawyers. A splitting up of certain crimes, as, for example, the original larceny and the resulting illegal possession, has to some intent broadened criminal venue. In England, where there are no constitutional guarantees. You hear that? 1927? Everybody knows that there's no written constitution in England, but they talk about them being a constitutional monarchy all the time. In England, where there are no constitutional guarantees, the counties of commission, apprehension, custody, and appearance are all proper. In France, trials for contraventions are limited to the locality of the offense, while for crimes and delits, the districts of commission, apprehension, and residence of the accused are proper, as they are in Germany. Now, back, ways back, when the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws was created, and shortly thereafter, they created this International Conference of Commissioners on Uniform International Law. They started pulling all this together, blending it all together. Today we talk about appealing to international law and having a court or a hearing or making the venue the jurisdiction, let's say bring it under the jurisdiction of the international court. Things are becoming increasingly difficult for we the people as we have this interdependence and interoperable global system rising up around us. Heard the other evening that we are going to be faced with even more trouble as far as the right to keep and bear arms is concerned in this country, with more things coming out of the European Union and the International Court. A number of countries hold that their courts have jurisdiction where the accused or the victim is one of its nationals, or the accused is apprehended within the state, or where these conditions are combined. It comes back to the nationals. Lots of stuff going on in here, this article. These rules have developed in part as a result of the failure of extradition in certain cases and the consequent necessity of dealing with criminal populations. Just reading from an encyclopedia. And we always think, well, gosh, you know, if I went to the university, I could get a degree in law. Well, yeah, but as I've been sharing with you from book after book after book after book, there's lots of places to gain an understanding of law other than paying the big bucks and going and taking major time out of your life. And now with the internet being vastly more available to so many people with cornelllaw.edu and Fine Law and all the rest of the law laws, so much stuff posted up on the internet, even going away to a law library becomes less important. State constitutions and statutes in the United States provide for a change of venue in civil suits. Upon the application of either party in criminal cases, upon the application of the defendant and sometimes of the prosecution, and occasionally upon motion of the court. None of this stuff comes easily. Understanding these various lengthy sentences written by legal people. But if you wade in and get your feet wet and get the language of law in your mind, some of these doors open up for you. If they open up for you, it might be to your benefit. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So, you know, you'd think that some of this stuff would stick, you know, as we go through these various and sundry studies, certainly as I do. Spent the entire weekend with my nose buried deep in Henry Bergson's Creative Evolution. Fascinating book. Not ready to start talking about that one yet. Still trying to wrap my mind around some of the concepts that he's bringing out. Very philosophically radical discussion. But in regards to law, we get a little here and add a little there, precept upon precept, line upon line, and you start bringing all of these things together. One of the reasons I like to do the broadcast the way I do is this idea that if we're going to be the replacement set, you know, Ban Ki-moon's out there. The United Nations is involved in this war in Libya. They're talking about coming in and, you know, helping to get democracy and freedom to the people. I wonder what would happen in the United States if we had an outpouring of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even just as few or as many as turned up in Wisconsin over their union benefits issue and collective bargaining. If they all descended upon Washington, D.C. and brought along their AR-14s and AK-47s and whatnot, deer rifles and 38 specials and the whole nine yards. I wonder if all of a sudden we would have some jets flying in, keeping down the United States military to keep them from decimating the people on the street, or would there be a double standard that would rise overnight? Kind of a rhetorical question. What would happen if people in this country said, hey, we're tired of this nonsense. We want this jackboot dictatorship off of our throats. We haven't just had to suffer under this for the last 40 years like Gaddafi. We've been dealing with this ever since 1812. We're tired of it. The city of London and all of the banking class can take a flying leap. Wonder what would happen then. So I like to fill my mind with all of these various and sundries, because if there was such a day ever to happen, whether we were able to be successful in bringing low this established two-party political system and once again restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government on these soils, then we would be that replacement set, wouldn't we, going forward? And we would need to understand some of this legal stuff that's out there, because we're going to have to deal with it for some time. I call it Plan B, Operation Clean Sweep. It would take years and years and years to unwind out of all of this obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. It would take years and years and years just to unwind out of it all, lest our cure be worse than the disease. The devastation and the mayhem often that follows haste and rush being worse than the problem that you had before. He's making waste as it does. State constitutions and the statutes in the United States provide for a change of venue in civil suits upon the application of either party. Again, in criminal cases, upon the application of the defendant and sometimes of the prosecution and occasionally upon motion of the court. The formulation of the grounds varies. The convenience of the witnesses, the prejudice of the judge or the inhabitants of the county, the general impossibility of securing a fair trial, and in four states, a danger of mob violence, all those can trigger a change in venue. Unfortunately, the device of change of venue is of limited and uncertain value, where race prejudice subjects judicial administration to virtually irresistible stress, where prejudice of the county or fear of mob violence is claimed as the basis for a different venue, the change is usually within the court's discretion. Where the statutes are mandatory, the court may determine whether the evidence supports the claim. In either case, an elected judge may hesitate to balk the county of the offender's kin seeking revenge. Things could get a little hairy. like in some places in Georgia. In very few states, change is automatic upon the filing of a petition supported by affidavits of interested and credible parties, usually a given number of citizens. In Missouri, this procedure is limited to counties of under 75,000 inhabitants, a fact which implies recognition that the problem of prejudice is apt to be more difficult in small communities. And there's a lot of truth to that. Talk about that all the time. This whole idea of multiculturalism, the idea of forcing a division in on the people, is repugnant to a people that have, you know, carved an area out of the wilderness to have certain things happening inside of their space, their realm. And it may be very difficult, it may go very poorly for someone that comes in and commits some heinous kinds of crimes, especially where race is concerned. The suggestion has been made that in states where race prejudice is intense, the trial, when the charge is murder or rape of a white person by a Negro, now that's not something that you hear very often anymore, is it? And notice they didn't say coloreds, they didn't say black. They use the same way I do, capital N Negro. Right? That's definitive. It's much the same. You could take this and bring it into modern context, and you could say the same this way. When the charge is murder or rape of a white person, that's lowercase w, by the way. It's been that way for thousands of years. But a lowercase white person by a Hispanic, capital H, or by a capital L Latino. Right, but after Title 42, USC 1981, Civil Rights, we lowered that capital N Negro status down to a lowercase b black, right along with the lowercase w white, to make room for the capital L Latino and the capital H Hispanic. Again, the sentence reads, the suggestion has been made that in states where race prejudice is intense, indicating that in the 20s race prejudice was still intense in places, when the charge is murder or rape of a white person by a Negro, it should be transferred automatically from the county of the crime. Unfortunately, the threat of removal may in itself provoke a lynching. Wow. Not making it up, folks, just reading it out of the encyclopedia. And also, as has been demonstrated in the famous Scottsboro case, if you want to read about it, prejudice may be so widespread that it becomes difficult to find a substitute county. The crime is heinous enough, barbaric enough, 17, 18, maybe 20 or more in a trailer with a 12-year-old girl. Wow. Prejudice may be so widespread that it becomes difficult to find a substitute county. Furthermore, many of the statutes give the defendant a right to but one change of venue, although doubtless in a court in its discretion may grant another. In a society divided by enormous social inequalities or torn by class warfare, change of venue, like many legal safeguards, provides little real protection. So that's just a beginning and opening salvo, if you will, on this concept of venue and the rules of venue. In the encyclopedia, it says also to look at jurisdiction, procedure, legal procedures, courts, criminal, lawlessness, and lynching. So there's that. Switch over here, jump to another one. Let's take a little bit of a peek at due process of law. Write up these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So kind of I said, an aside from the chat room, you know, some people have a little greater difficulty spelling and or, you know, than others. But for those of us that are hooked on phonics, you know, if you can spell phonetically, that's close enough. Everybody can pronounce what it is that you're saying. And we get all locked up in all the symbolism of words. And that's a topic for another day. But here's a little bit of symbolism in words. Article 5 of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights section, where no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be put twice in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just composition. Lots of material presented in the fifth article there, Fifth Amendment, the fifth article of amendment, properly stated, but without due process of law. So what is due process of law? I mean, it seems to be point of beginning. It's a departure point, just like venue. Again, out of the Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, thanks to 10K Puddles for donating it to our library here. Value this edition. But due process of law, law in its regular course, lengthy definition now, ready, law in its regular course of administration through courts of justice, due process of law in each particular case means such an exercise of the powers of the government as the settled maxims of law permit and sanctions, and under such safeguards for the protection of individual rights as those maxims prescribe for the class of cases to which the one in question belongs. That's by Judge Story. Interesting. Maxims? Maxims of law? Are these things that you're versed in? Whatever difficulty may be experienced in giving to those terms a definition which will embrace every permissible exertion of power affecting private rights and exclude such as is forbidden, there can be no doubt of their meaning when applied to judicial proceedings. Curious. They then mean a course of legal proceedings according to those rules and principles which have been established in our systems of jurisprudence for the enforcement and the protection of private rights. Rights, rights, rights. You Americans, you'll soon know what it is like to have rights no longer. Some people are as willing to throw away their birthright as they are to change garments. Others are willing to struggle a bit and fight to preserve them. To give such proceedings any validity, there must be a tribunal competent by its constitution, that is, by the law of its creation. Now you go back and look at this, these words, creator, creation, truster, trustee, beneficiary, all these words of trust that we've been studying. And then we can start to get a better understanding by what they just said, by the law of its creation, to pass upon the subject matter of the suit. And if that involves merely a determination of the personal liability of the defendant, he must be brought within its jurisdiction, key phrase again, by service of process within the state, or his voluntary appearance. Again, the law dictionary. The legal beagles refer to this stuff. And throughout this lengthy definition, it cites many cases that you can go and find out how it's been applied in court to get precedent on this issue. If it involves merely a determination of the personal liability of the defendant, he must be brought within its jurisdiction by service of process within the state or his voluntary appearance. And there's more. Law of the land, due course, this is a footnote, and due process of law are synonymous. Law of the land, due course of law, due process of law are synonymous. These things mean the same in law. So whether you stand, you know, and say, hey, you violated the law of the land here, you're not following the due course of law, you're violating my due process of law, you haven't afforded me due process here, the courts understand what you're saying, if no one else does. Dropping down a little bit further here, but judicial process and judicial proceedings are not necessarily synonymous with due process. Judicial proceedings. Judicial process. And then it continues, it gives a bunch of case law for it. Let's go to the encyclopedia and see what they have to say. Again, out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, this is a Macmillan publication. Entire set of encyclopedias donated to our library years ago by good friend Pete. Thank him for that. But this was originally copyright in 1931. I have the 1937 edition in front of me. I thought it was 1927. It's 37. Open in front of me. Due process of law. It's the concept of due process of law traces its lineage far back into the Middle Ages. In a feudal decree of Conrad II, one of the strongest of the Holy Roman Emperors, we find the statement, quote, no man shall be deprived of his fief, F-I-E-F, but by the laws of the empire and the judgment of his peers. Whether you want to go into juris civilis and the Roman civil law or not, realize that this has been with us for a long, long time, and violating it offends history. in the most egregious of ways. It's totally out of step and out of sync with who we are and whose we are and where we've come from over all these years. But then it goes on and it lists some sources for that. Nearly 200 years later, the same guarantee is elaborated and stressed in the famous 39th chapter of the Magna Carta, or Charta, as some would say, which reads, "No freeman," notice freeman, not free man, but together freeman, that's a class, that's a type, an individual, "no freeman shall be taken away or taken and imprisoned or deceased or exiled in any way, destroyed, nor will we go upon him nor send upon him except by the lawful judgment of his peers and by the law of the land." Due process. Again, the judgment of his peers, witnesses, personal testimony. "And no freeman shall be taken or imprisoned." Imagine it, 5 o'clock in the morning when you've got the state patrol entry team coming in your door, blowing the locks off and coming in your house. "No free man shall be taken and imprisoned or deceased or exiled in any way, destroyed, nor will we go upon him, nor send upon him, except by the lawful judgment of his peers." Does the court bother to get the lawful judgment of the peers? Sometimes they just have a box full of warrants out in the trunk of the cruiser, and they rubber stamp with the judge, and they just fill in the blanks and rubber stamp the judge's name on it, I guess. That passes for due process, anyway. Magna Carta, viewed from the beginning as a permanent charter of English civil liberty, was confirmed by succeeding sovereigns. And it is in one of these confirmations that the phrase "due process of law" first appears, in a statute of 1354. This isn't last week. This isn't the kind of stuff that, Barry the Usurper or Jorge Bush or George Herbert Walker Bush or William Jefferson Clinton or Hillary Rodham Clinton can just etch a sketch away, unless we allow it to happen. Right? 1354. In a statute of 1354, we read, quote, "that no man of what estate or condition that he be," in other words, you don't have to be a king, brother, you can be the lowest of the low, "no man of what estate or condition that he be, just as they found you, rich, poor, in between, shall be put out of land or tenement, nor taken, nor imprisoned, nor disinherited, nor put to death, without being brought in answer by due process of the law." So if on that one day, that sunny day yonder, when we triumph and regain control of our capital, it would behoove us to understand this so that we don't just start slinging ropes over every lampstand. All those that are guilty will have to be discerned in a court of law following due process, lest we be worse in our cure than the disease that we're trying to eradicate. "But that no man of what estate or condition that he be shall be put out of land or tenement without being brought in answer to due process." We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with
with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So just cruising along here, closing out the day, looking at due process of law, talking about venue, some various and sundry things. Had a major blue screen problem again with my computer today. Seems to be a phenomenon. I'm going to have to dip into the money bag and get another monitor so that I can continue to use a different computer to do these broadcasts. The laptop is no longer going to be serviceable. But anyway, we'll continue with our discussion. Back again in 1354, again, where we look in the statute of 1354, that no man of what estate or condition that he be shall be put out of land or tenement, nor taken or imprisoned, nor disinherited, nor put to death, without being brought in answer by due process of the law. I guess that precludes this renditioning off to Egypt, now that we've got a new leader there. I might have to find another source. Maybe we'll be renditioning to Libya. None of these documents explained what was meant by the law of the land or due process of law, but we have the authority of Sir Edward Coke that the two phrases meant the same. In American law, they've always been held as synonymous. The concept of due process of law or the law of the land came to America as an important part of the rights of Englishmen, tenaciously claimed by the colonists. You know, so as we can welcome people from other lands, other peoples, you know. This land was set up originally by Scotsmen and Englishmen, largely. And then to that, they added the Irish for slave population, the Welsh as well, emptied out all the Gaels in Western Europe and England and Ireland and Wales and sent them over here. And when it was desirable to add to the stock of war fighters, England sent over some Hessians, and we started gaining German presence, etc., etc. But you know, if you're willing to put off your old garment and put on the fresh and new, you know, this country made room for everybody. We had so much land to deal with that more hands were needed at all times. Even still, we have lots of property out here. We've got lots of land left. But continuing, again, the concept of due process of law or the law of the land came to America as an important part of the rights of Englishmen, we the people, tenaciously claimed by the colonists. This is the not infrequent use of or paraphrase of the term law of the land in colonial charters and constitutional documents proves the importance attached to it by the American colonists. And when they set up all these documents and created these various trusts, you know, we need to take heed. There's been a lot of obfuscatory changes been done by the usurpers that have crept in unawares. The phrase appears in the Virginia Declaration of Rights of June the 12th of 1776, and in varied forms in the revolutionary constitutions of several other states. It did not appear in the Constitution of the United States as originally adopted, but the Fifth Amendment contains the classic statement that, quote, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Pretty well settles it for me. The first use of the phrase due process of law in an American constitution. At the present time, there are only five of the United States which do not have in their constitutions either a due process clause or a close equivalent. So even if the federal constitution has been surrounded by brass and kept under glass in the mausoleum of all things Americana, you might find the same clause in your state constitution. There isn't one person in 100, perhaps even in 1,000, that has ever bothered to read the Constitution for their state. And these are those states: Indiana, Kansas, New Jersey, Ohio, and Oregon. Right? Only five of the United States which do not have in their constitutions either a due process clause or a close equivalent: Indiana, Kansas, New Jersey, Ohio, and Oregon. Of these, New Jersey is the only one which does not have a clause somewhat similar in import to due process of law. New Jersey, the only one. In 1868, the 14th Amendment borrowed the phraseology of the Fifth Amendment in a due process clause applicable to the states. That's worthy of study in itself. The courts have held the two clauses to be identical in meaning. And, of course, out of the Black's Law Dictionary, we had plenty of citations for that, and there will be some given in this article. The evolution of the judicial interpretation of due process of law by American courts has been of tremendous interest and importance. Now, we're going to continue on this and look at it, and as we go, we'll find out more and more about it. But you notice how they haven't started out with a recitation of just what is due process. How do you go about getting due process? How do you know if you've had it? How do you know if you've been deprived of it? What is due process? And that's what we're trying to find out here. But we're getting a little bit of a historical background of why it's still around. Again, the evolution of the judicial interpretation of due process of law by American courts has been of tremendous interest and importance, as you can imagine it would, because everything hinges both on this venue question and whether or not due process has been followed. Whatever its meaning in English history may have been, and upon this points differ, there can be little question that due process of law in America was for nearly a century interpreted as a procedural restriction. Bubba, you better follow this. It concerned itself not with what the government was doing, but with how it was doing it. Not so much with what the government was doing, but how the government was doing it to you. Thus, it applied directly to the machinery or the procedure by which persons were tried for crime, by which property rights were adjudicated, by which the powers of eminent domain and taxation were exercised. but it was not deemed to have any bearing upon the actual substance of the law. It is true that in the Dred Scott decision in 1857, Chief Justice Taney declared that the Missouri Compromise Act of 1820, by depriving persons of their liberty or property in slaves, merely because they moved into a certain territory, quote, could hardly be dignified with the name of due process of law, close quote. Dignified with the name of due process of law, close quote. Dred Scott versus Sanford, 60 U.S., 393 and 450. In 1856, the New York court held that a prohibition statute which authorized the summary destruction of liquor already on hand amounted to a deprivation of property without due process of law. And that's your Carrie Nation with the little hatchet. One of the really early feminists. These two radical utterances, however, stand out alone from the great body of American decisions to the middle 80s. Interesting stuff going on there. Could go into a whole study on all of the complexities behind what led into prohibition and all that. Don't be surprised if you find Rockefeller interest in here. There is no evidence that the inclusion of due process of law in the 14th Amendment as a limitation on the states was intended to establish any new principles of civil liberty, such as that had been in existence from time out of mind. You couldn't call it novel or new. That's just the way we did things. In the early cases interpreting that amendment, the Supreme Court gave the Due Process Clause its conditional construction as a protection to procedural rights. And then it comes into these important cases. In the Slaughterhouse cases, 83, U.S., 36, in 1873, I'll say it again for those with pencils ready. In the Slaughterhouse cases, 83, U.S., 36, 1873, involving the validity of the New Orleans butcher shop monopoly, the Due Process Clause was held to be wholly inapplicable. In Munn versus Illinois, and it goes on, the court refused to regard due process as a restriction upon the power to fix public utility rates. But impelling forces were to broaden the judicial interpretation of due process and transform it into our most important constitutional restriction upon the substance of legislation. I hope you're grasping this. Might be important to know. I'd sure like to know more about it. We'll look at it again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again then. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.